on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, and Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass joining us here today. Robert Ott, Director of Public Works, joins us here as well here on this Monday. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to have you out here. It's I know been quite a challenging winter here for Public Works here. We've seen a lot of folks out there repairing different various roadways out there.
Yeah, that's correct. Since January 1st, we've patched about 4,000 potholes, and we have even more fun coming this summer with orange barrels and lots of construction zones and so forth. So we've got a number of projects that are going to go on this summer, especially on Kimball Avenue. There's actually four different major projects, starting with Kimball Avenue from the Seton through Kenmar area. We're actually we've bid that project. Oh, I'm sorry. It'll bid April 23rd through May, and then award May 7th. We're looking at a full replacement of Kimball Avenue, tearing out that pavement and coming back with full depth asphalt from Seton to Kenmore. We also have some construction at Kimball and College, part of the North Campus project. Now, that doesn't bid until August 15th, and then it'll go to the City Commission September 1st for award. Then we have some expansion on Kimball Avenue from Hudson to Vanesta. So there'll be both a capacity from a safety standpoint for Little Kitten and Plymouth with some turn lanes. That actually bids this week, April 5th on Friday. And then we award on April 16th, and we'll also address that bad pavement that's especially right around Hudson Avenue up there at the top of the hill in the intersection. Let's see here. Then we also have a joint repair. We've got an existing contract. The contractor's out on Vanesta Drive working right now. We need to kind of flip some traffic control and get on the other side of Vanesta. Once they're done with repairing the joints in Vanesta, they'll be sliding over to Kimball between North Manhattan and US 24, doing a full depth joint repair between North Manhattan and Tuttle Creek Boulevard on the eastbound. And then we also have a KDOT project, US 24 in Kimball. We're actually going to construct double right turn lanes. And let's see here. That project doesn't bid until June. That's actually a KDOT contract, and then it'll be awarded in August by our commission. So Kimball Avenue's got quite a bit of work that's coming. We also have some major projects that are going to affect traffic elsewhere in the commuter. North Manhattan, again, part of the North Campus project, actually gets awarded tomorrow night by the City Commission. That'll be kind of where we stopped at Research Drive, and we'll pick that up and go through Baker's Way. We've timed that project so that it only impacts we're trying to do it just after graduation and try and get it just before all the students move back in. So there's a little bit of a cost to the crunching the contract for that timeline. We're actually cutting down the hill a little bit. It gets widened to four lanes and trying to improve that sight distance at Baker's Way for those folks that go to AIB. There's also, let's see here. Like I said, I got quite a few projects. So.
Well, just in specifically with Kimball here, you mentioned how much is going to be taking place there. So is there going to be different closures, different times here this summer?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be lane switches. So where you have like four lanes and stuff, there's going to be times that we're actually going to move folks over and have a traffic head-to-head. There's going to be a number of temporary traffic signals in order to accomplish this, especially that Kenmore to Seton area. There will be a closure on that Hudson area as well, and we'll post those when those closures are coming. So you're absolutely right. There's going to be times in which there's going to be complete closures on Kimball, and then there's going to be times in which there's going to be head-to-head on certain segments as well. We always try and keep, especially with Kimball being one of our key arterial streets for east-west movement on the northern half or the northernmost part of the city. We try and keep that open as much as possible. Some segments we're just going to have to – there's just not room to keep through traffic and keep it safe for the contractor, especially up there in the Hudson area and stuff. Let's see here. I can keep going unless you got more questions.
Well, yeah, and just one follow-up here to that. Football season, obviously, it comes sure. In September. How's that going to affect the traffic there?
The Kimball and College project will definitely be affected for football traffic. We normally sit in on those traffic coordination meetings with RCPD, EMS, K-State Athletics, and then we typically provide information. Okay, we recommend that you approach the stadium from this direction or that direction. That way we can, and we'll try and keep it's probably approaching more from the east side this year might be the better option. Again, we'll kind of see where we're at in contracts. If you and Dave can control the weather for me and keep everything nice and sunny so we get lots of construction days, that would help us out a lot because I didn't control the winter weather very well. So I need you guys to work on that. And then that'll certainly – we'll definitely get information out through K-State Athletics, and I know they have a number of different publications that they do and to their fans and so forth.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's going to – the locals will know it, but those coming from out of town.
Correct. Yeah, those that are visiting and so forth. Absolutely. Yep.
What other projects you
got? Oh, certainly. We've got a very large storm sewer – I'm sorry. I'll do one more road maintenance project, which is Juliet between Osage and Points. That'll start, shortly after school. Again, that's part of a KDOT grant that we got, a historic grant, to reclaim the brick and then relay it down. It's basically a double street. So from Osage to Points will be kind of a mess again this summer. We'll certainly try and get past Woodrow Wilson Elementary School before school starts. That's kind of our goal. But we're also replacing – I mean, it's not just the improvements to the road. We're also replacing a 100-year-old water line that's underneath the street. We've tried to be more comprehensive. You know, we talked about that a little bit pre-starting this was replacing water lines, so that they don't break in the future. And Juliet had a very old one, so we've got to replace that. There's also a new storm sewer that's going in, again, trying to, address localized issues in that neighborhood. Then we also have, a very large storm sewer project in the downtown area, part of the east side drainage study. That we did a number of years ago, and it actually starts on Points Avenue, and it will go from 9th Street all the way to 6th Street. There is going to be some pipes that are going to extend into the south down to Houston on 9th and 8th Street, and then there's a very large trunk main that will go down 6th Street, so basically starting at Points Avenue and going straight south all the way to the levee, and there's a number of fingers that go off it at Houston and some intersection improvements as it goes south, but it's a very large pipe, unfortunately, we've got to close the road because there's not a lot of room to place it. Again, the intent there is to remove stormwater that's heading east on Points Avenue that goes into – eventually turns left at 3rd Street, goes north, turns right at Leavenworth, and then goes into the old Blue River Channel, or as some people call it, the Pretty Ditch. We're trying to take stormwater off of that system to leave our Points Pump Station. We're actually connecting into a very large pipe down at 4th, down by MCM Construction that we constructed during the South Redevelopment Project and alleviate and remove that flow so that we can help the downtown area and also kind of help out the Pretty Ditch and reduce the amount of flow that's going there. We also have a sanitary sewer project that's going to have traffic impacts at 17th and Houston. 17th Street will actually be a complete closure. And speaking of winter weather, 17th Street is probably one of the next streets that will be a pothole patching. And it's also kind of risen to the top of the list of whether we should actually go and do a mill and overlay. You can actually see the bricks that the asphalt's on top of that. And whether we should do a full mill and overlay this summer or not, I kind of got to wait until bids come in on that Kimball seat and the Kenmore to see how much money I have remaining in maintenance funds. So I ran through a big list. There's certainly other projects out there. Dickens and College, we're kind of waiting on some poles for a pedestrian crossing and improving that intersection, as well as 11th and Points. We got a KDOT grant there, and we got some new turn lanes on 11th Street and unfortunately, the manufacturer of all traffic signal poles, not quite for the entire country, happens to be in Nebraska, and they're literally underwater right now. So there's a number of projects, at least in the state of Kansas, that's definitely impacted by that event. So
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll talk more with Robert Ott coming here on In Focus after this. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.